Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcasts. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian podcast directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
And welcome to episode 331 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 2nd of May, 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. Our hosts today are Brad, Steve, Jacob, Paul, and myself, Jody Rains, and our guest today is Zane Avitan of Zaneology TV. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Jody. How are you? This is the 1,000 recording episode today. It's been crazy.
Oh, my God. It feels like it. Just in one day.
Yes, indeed. What have you been up to? How's your week been?
Oh, my week's been better than your internet connection.
Yes, I know. I need cable. I need better cable. I need cable internet. Give me cable internet now. Yeah. So your week's been good, Jody?
Yeah, we're getting ready to do another dog show tomorrow.
Okay, so cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good luck with that. Good luck with the dog and that and that sort of thing. Paul Carey, welcome back, mate. How's your week been and how's the Apple Watch? Just make it real quick.
It was very miserable week with the rain all week. But yeah, I got the Apple Watch. It's getting good.
Good stuff, man.
I'm still wearing it, so it's the main thing.
Yay. Good stuff. All right, we'll have a chat about that near the end of the show. Jacob Jones, how's your week been? And make it real quick, mate.
Oh, it's been very good. And yours, Brad?
Mine's been very cool. Waiting on the Apple Watch, mate, as you know.
Yep.
Should be good. Steve, how's your week been, mate?
Oh, it's been good. Nice and sunny, no more rain over here either.
Nice one. Apparently you had big hailstorms over there. Hail, big hail.
Yeah, hail. Flooding's bad in my area and...
Move to Australia, mate.
Yeah.
Move to Australia. apparently your wife's having a baby, Steve.
Yeah, surprising.
Good on her. Good on her.
Wait a minute, did you get married last week?
Yeah, the time flies over here.
Yeah, did you get married? When did you get married, Steve?
When was that? Last
week ago.
Okay. Yeah, we just went to Las Vegas. Oh, yeah.
What's your wife's name, Steve? Christy, isn't it? Christy? Or
Christy, yeah.
Christy, she's having a baby, isn't she? Good on her.
Yeah.
Good on her. And we have Zane on. Welcome, Zane, for the first time. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And what have you been up to for the last week? And what do you do for fun? And you've been using Meerkat and making videos. What do you do?
Yeah, I am pretty much a content creator. I hang out on the internet quite a bit.
Yes.
And I have been testing out the live stream. I feel like the internet's finally back to me, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like when I first got on back in the day, we would always do live stream and chat and just kind of share the world. And it was weird back then, but now it's very normal. So... I love it. I love that I can just sit out front and nobody is afraid to get on camera with me.
That's so cool. So you actually just talk to random people.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Jody, would you do that?
What's that?
Jody, would you do that?
Would I do what?
Sit at the front of your place and talk to random people.
I think I'd do that anyway, but they're all crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, makes some good content, though.
Yeah. That's cool.
It makes me look less crazy, which is also good.
I wouldn't go that far.
That's right, because I get along with them quite well. That's really good.
All right, let's jump to the news, Jody, real quick, and then we'll come back to him and chat with Zane.
Okay, Steve. Steve?
Hey, and we're back with the news on the Tech Webcast this week. Also, I have to switch video shots and everything, so it takes a little bit longer. But I'm going to try to make the news quick. Obviously, we have a time limit. And the first story comes from iMore, the difference between Apple and Samsung industrial design. And let me switch the video here. And it's paint the back of the fence has been referenced time and again, because you'll know it's a quote from the late Steve Jobs' father, intended to help instill pride and craft. Jony Ive, Apple's senior vice president of design, has spoken numerous times about the importance and inevitability of great design, as well about care and consideration it takes and how many people notice it even when they don't notice it themselves noticing it. Recently, there was a brouhaha about Qualcomm sticker junking up the Samsung Galaxy S6 on Verizon. You don't see a sticker like that on the iPhone 6 or any other iPhone, of course, because Apple cares more about the look of their product than the licensing fees or other considerations refusing it entails, some with the Intel Inside sticker on Mac. And also going into the story, and how also has to do where some of the ports don't quite align up straight. If you look on the iPhone, everything is symmetrical. It's in line. As some of the Galaxy series phones, they're not quite in line, in a straight line. So it kind of goes into that about that news story.
Steve, what you're saying is that Apple is more detail oriented.
Yeah, there we go. That's the word. I guess the key word, detail oriented. Of course, they don't want other things mucking up the outside of the phone. So they've been known for that. Doing that.
That's awesome. We'll just definitely run that by Chris Voss.
Yes, what he says. It's not symmetrical.
I know, right? Do you have another story for us?
Yeah, we got plenty. We got five more stories, and let me see if I can find the one on Xbox One. Xbox One May update delivers Meerkat support, supposedly coming up in May. Next month's update.
Did you say Meerkat?
Meerkat.
Oh, I thought you said Meerkat. I was going to say.
Did I say Meerkat?
Maybe. Yeah, you said Meerkat. I was going to say.
Oh, maybe Jesus. I said really fast and made it sound.
Jeez,
okay.
Did Meerkat just get a sponsor from Xbox? God.
Yeah, maybe. Next month's update on the Xbox One is an important one, as it may be the biggest update in terms of functionality since the preview program was launched. The new release will feature an update to the console along with an update to the complimentary Xbox app on the Windows 10. Go into the news story, it's basically saying Miracast support. Now, supposedly it allows for wireless video, something like Chromecast or some other, going to like a HDMI television or monitor. So that's becoming to the... possibly to the Xbox One. And going through the other stories, another iMore, Google shutting down YouTube app for older app TVs and iOS devices. And let me find the one on that. In a recent update to a support document, Google announced that the YouTube app on older Apple TVs and iOS devices will no longer be supported after April. Specifically, the YouTube app will stop working on first and second generation Apple TV devices, as well as on iOS devices running version 6 or older. Google says that the shutdown of older YouTube apps is being done to accommodate new API changes and features for the newer version. Now, supposedly, anything running iOS version 7 or 8 will remain unaffected. Other devices losing support after April also include the older smart TVs, Blu-ray players, and devices running Google TV versions 1 and 2. And going right along, we're going to talk a little bit about Facebook Messenger, because now it has does video.
Yeah, video messaging.
And yeah, I'm trying to switch video there. There we go. And today we're announcing the video call in Messenger. Now you can have face-to-face conversations with your friends and the people you care about via Messenger. You can quickly start a video call from any conversation with just one tap. If you're messaging with someone and realize the words aren't just enough, you can simply choose the video icon in the top right corner of the screen and start a video call right from within an existing Messenger conversation. So that sounds like an exciting addition to Facebook Messenger.
You also can call it FaceTime.
FaceTime.
I mean, it's just like FaceTime, right?
Yeah, well, obviously.
I think FaceTime is better. I know FaceTime is better quality. I used that with Jacob the other day with the video calling and it didn't sound very... It sounded okay, but the quality was okay, but I'd rather FaceTime, better quality, you know, video quality, audio quality, yeah. You know. Okay, Steve, next story, mate. How many more to go?
I don't think about two more.
Two more, okay. Go ahead, mate.
Okay, we got one I think by iMore. We've been getting a lot of
Who's putting all these iMore movie stories in? Jesus Christ.
Me.
Jacob Jones, slow down with the iMore stories, man. We all love iMore, but you know, mix up a bit, mate.
Well, that's what
iLess. We need iLess on iMore.
What's that, Jacob?
That's what you had on your Tech Webcast page.
Oh, God.
Okay, I was trying to get the ones without video.
Keep going, Steve.
Okay, let's go ahead and start this here. Apple updates Spotlight with Twitter name, hashtag search. Twitter says they are partnering with Apple to bring tweets to Apple Spotlight Search on iOS and OS X. Update, the feature is live. You can now search Twitter names, hashtags right from the Spotlight on iOS and OS X. Not all searches are returning results yet, but that will hopefully improve as it rolls out. And last but not least, we have one more, which is brought to you by The Verge. Yes, no iMore there. Comcast sued a city trying to build a high-speed internet, then offered its own version. The small city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, has played a large role in the improvement to expand high-speed internet around the U.S., and wanted to build its own municipal fiber network, but was sued by incumbents like Comcast. After the city of Chattanooga won in court, it built its own high-speed offering, but was prevented from expanding this offering to neighboring areas by state laws. Early this year, FCC voted to overturn these restrictions, and today Comcast has come crawling back, announcing it will begin offering its own 2-gigabit service in Chattanooga. Yay for them. And those are the exciting news stories on the Tech Webcast this week.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Jacob, for adding them cool stories, mate.
Thank you, Brian.
And let's go to Zane first. What are your views on them stories, Zane?
Oh, I love the story about the Comcast. Causing a hassle and then doing it anyway. That's
yeah. Normal. Yeah,
definitely. But what about the Google shutting down YouTube app for older Apple TVs? I mean, they must be coming out with something better or something interesting.
They must be, unless because the Apple, the first Apple TV, it's pretty old, and I think it needs a bit more.
So it's just more of like a, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if you can download the new app. Would it still run on the older ones? Or I'm guessing maybe not.
No, because of the API, there's something in the code that won't let it.
Yeah. Must be something in the code, what Jacob said.
Planned obsolescence. Okay, so it doesn't mean that something's becoming obsolete there. Yes, okay, got it.
Well, yeah, the Apple TV, the older Apple TV will become obsolete eventually, just like your old computers. You know, they're changing the operating systems, and then you get to a point where you just can't update it anymore because it can't do the stuff that the new ones do. Yes. And I'm sure that you want to buy a Chrome. You want an Apple TV. Yeah, Chromecast.
Yeah. I use the Apple TV. I love the Apple TV. Zane, any other views in them stories?
Yeah, I kind of liken the search for the iOS and stuff. I mean, the integration, that's interesting.
It is.
I'd like to hear more about that.
I haven't tried that yet. I have tried it, but it hasn't rolled out to me. Have you tried it yet, Zane?
No, I haven't tried it. And I think I missed that story.
Please try it. Please try it. Let us know how you go. And Jody, have you tried it?
Which, the...
The spotlight search thing on your phone or on the Mac.
I'm going to try it right now.
Actually, you know what? Actually, I use Spotlight almost all the time for anything, even opening up any app. And it does, I've noticed more things popping up.
Interesting.
I'm going to do it right now.
The beauty of it is if it's that intuitive that you're using it and you don't even notice, it's just making life easier, then that's a really good thing.
Yes, but
I just tried it. It works.
Does it work for you? What did you put in, Steve?
Yeah, I put in the hashtag cool, and then a bunch of Twitter posts came up. So, yeah, it does work.
Hashtag cool. I'm going to put hashtag Batman. Batman.
But
It does work.
Oh, it does work. Cool. Cool. It does work for me. Okay,
nice. Sweet.
Someone put in hashtag tech webcast.
I already tried. No results. But we're going to work on that.
Oh, don't worry. We'll work on that.
Hashtag Apple. Nothing came up with Apple. I put hashtag Apple. Nothing came up. That sucks.
Batman came up. That's all that matters.
Put hashtag Apple Watch in there, and I'll bet you find a few in there.
You want to bet? Here we go.
Oh, true. Let's try that.
Nothing came up. Paul?
Mine did the first time. It said Apple... Watch.
Mine came up with an app.
Hashtag Apple, but then Apple Watch came up.
Yeah, I got a heap of them.
What happened?
All right, let's move on. Okay, let's go to Paul. Paul, what's your view on them stories, mate?
I do like the Spotlight feature because I use Spotlight on a regular basis pretty much more than anything else.
Okay.
Yeah. So it might... encourage me to use Twitter a bit more than
Twitter's
I usually
great.
Do.
Yeah, you use Twitter more, mate. It's great.
And the YouTube app stuff, I guess it's going to annoy a lot of, I suppose, developers that have iOS apps already and they're using the old APIs that YouTube uses. It means that I have to actually update their app. I would say so. I suppose it's a good thing and a bad thing, but you probably find a lot of YouTube type apps may stop just working at all. Hello.
Yeah.
Keep talking, mate. Keep talking.
Did Brad drop out?
Keep talking. No, I'm here. What else you want to say, Paul? Anything else, mate?
No, that was pretty much all right. On those.
Good stuff, mate. Let's go to Jody. What about you, Jody? What's your view on them stories?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, the hashtag thing, I had not noticed it. But like I said, when Zane was talking about it, I think if it's something that's that intuitive, that it just, you know, you just start using it without thinking about it, that's a beautiful thing. I think the story that you had in the show notes about Apple versus Google and the technology, I had suspected for a long time that Apple was more of a stickler for detail. And when you get an Apple product, there's a feeling that it was made with quality. I know that my impression of like the Samsung and some of the Droid devices is that they offer a lot of features, but they don't seem to have the same, like quality built into them. So this just kind of solidified that feeling, you know, with the fact that they're out of a line so anyway, that was my take on that one. I'm not that worried about Chattanooga. Yeah.
Well,
I think that, yeah, Facebook just introduced FaceTime. So, oh wow! Yay, Facebook, go!
Yay, Facebook!
Yeah, but then they screwed up Skype because you know they slowly and quietly disengaged from Skype, which I think may be part of the reason why we had problems today. They're also disengaging from Bing. So I don't know whether that's like a prelude to a Facebook/Microsoft kind of like separating of the ways.
Mm, interesting. It's,
they're moving towards the way of Google Hangouts. Yeah, that's what the
When was the last time you used Google Hangouts, Jody?
This week, Tuesday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we do the Social Media Addicts podcast. And we usually do that as a hangout. Okay. And, honestly, we've had some problems with that as well because it seems like that technology has been a little kludgy recently.
Yeah, yeah. Very weird. Okay, anyway, all right, good answers, Jody. Let's go to – who else can we ask? Jake, what about you, man?
Yeah, I got me.
Okay, who else? Anyone else I missed out? Okay, let's go to Zane. Zane, what's up, Zane? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
What do you do for a living and do you enjoy Meerkat?
Oh, yeah. I love Meerkat. I'm enjoying Periscope. I've actually been watching the co-founders of Periscope sitting on their upper balcony. Have you been catching that at all?
It won't work for me on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was pretty cool because the co-founder I caught an interview with Sokka, you know, at Sokka, S-A-C-C-A, and he was interviewing Kayvon, which is one of the co-founders, and his Twitter is Kayvon VZ, something like that. And he just sat there and talked, and he did a live demo of the Droid app. He said that the Droid app might have come up this week, if not over this weekend, and that the web comments are available. So he just sat right there and he said, hey, if anybody's listening in the office, bring my Droid phone. We'll do a live demo right then. And somebody came in and brought his phone. And he was talking about how Tom Green, you know, the comedian Tom Green, was using Periscope, and one of the people in the office noticed, so they said, hey, you need to go find him. He's like walking down such and such boulevard. And so the CEO, that's the guy, Kayvon, went and found Tom Green, invited him back up to the office, did this live streaming. Now Tom Green's like this mega evangelist for Periscope, constantly just on there and saying it's looking down the barrel of the future. That's what he says every time. That's all over. It's crazy, but I don't know. Periscope seems to kind of be taking off, and they seem to be really people-centric. You know, they're just doing these, hey, team scope, and they're just all talking, and they sit on their upper balcony and just chat with people. It's kind of interesting, you know. But I do. I think Meerkat's – I love Meerkat. I love how more people will stay on with me and hang out, which is what I really like. I really like hanging out with people. So
yeah, definitely.
I think it's – wonderful for connecting people.
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed your trip going back home from Vegas that night.
From South by Southwest, Austin?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Did you stay on the whole time? We had 65 people who stayed on just watching me drive for 3 hours.
That's cool. Funny. Very cool.
Yeah, and I couldn't even look at the screen. I couldn't read the comments. And I just kind of, it kept me more awake, which is nice. You know,
good stuff.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you. Good stuff. I enjoyed it. And you make videos as well. You make videos?
I do. I make videos. I am a brand, so to speak, that gets to work with brands. So I get to drive cars and make cool content, and I get to go and be Zaneology for brands and interact with brands. So I get to do a lot of fun, adventurous things and kind of fill up a hashtag with content.
Nice.
So a lot of my stuff is fun just interacting with people, though, you know, like people and the brands that they love and the things that they do, even tailgating with the Cowboys. I get to go and do that. that's my favorite thing to do.
Nice one.
So, you know.
Good stuff.
Go pay to party. Paid to party's pretty good.
So you get paid. Yeah. You get paid to do that all stuff. You get paid to do it.
Yeah, I get to paid. I get paid and to meet people and interact and then be a positive kind of influence about a brand.
Nice.
And yeah, it's really, I love
good
it.
Stuff.
I love what I do.
Jody, any questions for Zane?
I have noisy dogs here, so skip me and go to someone else.
Okay, Paul, any questions for Zane? Any questions? Any questions, Paul?
I'm a Sagittarius.
All right.
Sorry, I'm
here. Zane, when's your birthday?
December 11th.
Okay, cool. Who's your favorite music?
Beastie Boys.
Yes.
And any old school rap, as you know.
Love Beastie Boys.
Yeah, and you know, I've been doing like playing records. Like I got
a vintage
turntable down in my garage. I'm going to do it later tonight, probably all weekend. My husband and son are just went off to Boy Scout camp, so I've got the house to myself. I'm going to probably live stream the whole time. So.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Have you got any Beastie Boys on vinyl?
Oh yeah, got Beastie Boys on vinyl. Oh yeah, I collect that. Nice. So, yes.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I even broke out one I never thought I'd open last weekend.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good. Sometimes I just don't open them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They're good collecting. You know, it's collectible.
Yeah, I collect them.
Yeah, collectible. Yeah, yeah. That's good. Yes. Steve, any questions for Zane?
Yeah, you mentioned a lot about Periscope and Meerkat. Do you use that with your branding for other companies that you said you get paid for? Do you like stream things out or?
Well, it's also new. One of the reasons I'm staying on so much is I am testing it out. Because I do digital strategy. So when I am hired, I consult and do digital strategy for brands. So if it's a campaign or something that we want to do, I'm testing it on my own first, right? Does that make any sense? So for instance, I just got a DM from a brand who wants me to do something. And I said, you know, it might be kind of neat for me to live stream from there if you can get the proper approvals. Because, you know, that's another thing is everybody is so open and ready right now. And then the companies, to do it, you just got to get, you know, do you really know what you want to say? Do you really know if these people are ready? That kind of thing. But I think what makes it so beautiful and what I think is making it so popular is people love the behind the scenes and that feeling that they're getting that unscripted, unplanned, you know, real part of a person, a human like me or an actual brand, you know, like even of this webcast. So that's why I was trying to Meerkat and Periscope me being here because they love that back end, and so when they see the back end, they feel connected and they're more apt to like the brand more, you know, because they feel like, oh, I really know her, oh, I know Zane and she was on that show, so I really like that show.
Yeah,
I saw
definitely.
Her happy on the show, you know. So I think it's for brands, I think the more that they can become real people to the other side, I think it's always just a win. It's gonna just be more win. Yeah,
cool. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. Good question.
Any other questions, Steve?
Oh, no, that's it, I think.
All right, Paul, any questions? Paul, are you there? Has Paul left?
Paul fell asleep.
Probably. Paul.
My husband says that my voice makes everybody fall asleep. But
I don't know where he's gone. Anyway, Jody, any questions for Zane?
Yes, thankfully my dogs are quiet now. Zane, how did you get started doing this?
Well, it's weird because I owned a business in downtown Dallas as a fitness spa, and I got my first iPhone. It was back at the end of 2008. And I kept seeing Twitter pop up as a popular app, and I kept laughing because, you know, the description was microblogging. And I'm not a blogger. I didn't come up through the ranks as a blogger. I just kind of jumped on the internet and became kind of like a personality that, again, hung out with people and was just kind of present. And I didn't realize it, but I was building a brand. And so then a brand asked me to manage their community. So I first started managing community, which is great. That's just loving on people, which... You know, the first thing my husband said was, why do you like that Twitter? And I said, because I love to love on people. And so he said, all right, whatever. I think it's boring. You know, I said, well, you don't have to be on it. I call him anti-social media. That's him, right? So it started with community management and then learning strategy. But my background before owning a business was a director of sales for a telecom company that managed a voice messaging network. So I just think that I just kind of understood the whole hierarchy of messaging and, you know, people who maybe might be leading from the top and speaking to others and then the way that they all can connect back and forth. I already had been doing that. I worked for that company for 14 years. So I really understood the whole, I'm talking to you and I'm talking in a group fashion and I'm talking one-on-one and this is intimate, you know, and I really just understood it. And so I just wanted to just do it. And so that's when I did the community and then back with community, you become more of the strategy, the brand strategy. And so then I just kind of morphed into what I call getting paid to breathe, like just finding out where my strengths are in my personality and being able to just be on the web and do web stuff and I found hidden talents and things I didn't know I could do, which is I love to do video and just be present and record people and interact. And so that just, I morphed what I get paid for into more of just being me having fun with people. So that's... Mm-hmm. I mean, I love it that anybody can be a show, anybody can be a brand, anybody can be anything. I just think it's amazing. I mean, everybody should get paid for their content in some way, you know?
Well, that sounds awesome. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. For being you.
Cool. Okay, cool. Very cool. Love it. Very interesting. Zane, what about technology? What sort of favorite computer do you have? Like an Apple and stuff? Do you use Apple?
Oh, I'm pretty much an Apple person. I have a MacBook Air. I have an iPhone 6 Plus and a 6 and a 5. And I can tell you that the reason why is you just, right when you would have got rid of them is when all of this live broadcasting happens. Well, if you're broadcasting, you're pretty much using your phone. So it's great. This will change technology, right? Because you have a phone, but you need your phone, so you probably need your backup phone. And I don't have them connected as phones. I have them just as Wi-Fi devices. So I broadcast through the extra phones that I have, and then I can continue to use my phone. Obviously, that's if I'm sedentary and right here, but out in the blue, you know, but just grab the iPhone that it's active, that's connected. But if you keep your Wi-Fi with you or whatever, you have your Wi-Fi anywhere. It's nice to have the second, the second screen almost, the second phone to record so that you can also continue out. And then I'm doing simulcasts so I can test Meerkat versus Periscope and see really the uses and what's better. It just really kind of depends on what your content is and the time of day, you know, but.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and then you go to Walgreens. You guys have Walgreens and CVS, you know what I mean? Like a drugstore type of place.
We have chemists over here. Chemists.
Yeah, okay. Well, like if you go in there, they have selfie sticks and little tripods and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
In the Walgreens, you know, your drugstore.
Jeez.
And so I was at South by, I was like, oh, push. I bought like all these little mini tripods and stuff because now you don't want to, you're broadcasting constantly and holding your phone and stuff. Or, you know, we went and ate tacos and we just had little mini tripods over the table and nobody thought that was weird. You didn't get judgy face. You didn't get any of that stuff you would have got like 6 months ago to a year where people don't want to be on camera, don't want you to be broadcasting, think that you're being narcissistic or whatever. People wanted to come over. Everybody says, hey, you say, hey, you want to come talk to the internet? That's what I say. And people say, yeah. And they wave. And then you say, do you have Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter? And, you know, and they're like, what's your handle? And they give it. It's very different. You know, like I said, the world's ready for all of this. I'm broadcasting. I'm sharing my world with you. So it's kind of exciting to see it be different. We've been doing this all along, but now to see everybody okay with it and participating.
All right. Zane. Good stuff. Okay, Paul's back. Paul, any questions for Zane?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome
sorry,
back, Paul.
I lost connectivity. Sorry, I missed a lot
that's
of what
we should. That's what we should call this. This is what we should call this podcast, Lost Connection on the Internet. Paul, yeah, got a question for Zane.
I heard that you did stuff with social media. how's that going for you?
Well, it's going great. I get to drive cars for free. You know, my favorite, I love McDonald's. So McDonald's really? Calls me when they have promotions. I get to go do like their.
How often do you eat McDonald's, Zane?
Well, I get their coffee more than I get anything else. But the French fries. I'm all about the French fries. I love the dollar menu. This is funny. I don't really even delve out of the. What you might call the value menu. Like I get the small fry and a McDouble. I'm into that.
Right,
and then
right.
Anytime I get a new car that they deliver on Mondays for me to test drive and tweet about, then I go and I park it in what I call my McMayer. You know, familiar with that term, the McMayer? You know, I'm the McMayer. I put it in my McMayer parking spot. And then basically what that is if I'm test driving this car, I'm frequently at McDonald's. It better look good in front of McDonald's, you know, because it's going to be, it's kind of like a joke, right? And then every time I go through the drive-thru, you know, they will give me their commentary. I don't like that color. That car's too big, you know. And they're part of the brand as well, like, the, you know, the drive-thru people. And I don't know. So integrating your brand and having inventors into your life and then getting paid to do it, whether I got paid or not, it's fun. You know, it's a fun life that I get
definitely.
To lead. Yeah.
So how much do you charge people to do this sort of thing to promote their stuff?
Do people tell their rates on that? Like,
I don't know. If you can, if you don't have to, you don't want to. But
well, I mean, I, you know, if I'm going to an event for a couple hours, it's a nice chunk of change.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Makes my husband happy. He doesn't complain anymore like he used to. So, yeah. And then you get a lot of perks, you know, like if I'm basically, you know, I drive with Ford and, if we're going to go to New Orleans for Christmas, I put in a special request to make sure, because you're always on a schedule. And there's the fleet manager who schedules people all over. She's responsible for central United States. And if I say, oh, I want to be on, I want to go to New Orleans for Christmas. I want to go to South by. So for South by Southwest, for the full span of it, which is the 2 weeks, I had the new Ford Expedition, right? But oh, nice. I basically put in a request and say, I want a car for sure to drive to South by. And that's why I got to pimp that fancy ride all the way down there and fit all that crap I had in the back. See how much stuff I had in there?
Yeah, even, I did.
I even had two blow-up dolls. And they're not like the, you know, the sexy kind. They're like the a promo kind. For they're called decoy dolls because one of the restaurants did the thing where if you couldn't leave work, then you would get a doll from them. You could get anything that would kind of look like you, and you put it at your desk, and your boss would think you're working, and then you could go eat at the restaurant.
That's cool.
So they sent me all of them. And so I put them in my car like they're passengers, and it's just stupid. More of like a comedy
act. Yeah, you're fun. I like it. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
fun.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fun.
Not as a serious version of
yeah.
of branding. Yeah. I try to. Yeah, so if you're watching me, you might happen to see the Ford, but I'm not like all salesy and I'm not talking about anything, but you get to see that it's a beautiful car, that I'm comfortable, that I've got serious radio. Like you're just, I'm enveloped by the brands that I represent without being salesy and then entertaining enough that people want to tune in. And that's my version of how I do brands.
Okay.
And that's what makes me comfortable.
Interesting. All right, good stuff, Zane. Jacob, any questions before we wrap up, mate?
Not really.
All right. All right, Zane, thanks for being on, mate. Appreciate your time.
Oh, sure. Where Thank you for having me. That was very fun.
Very fun to have you on. Come back on any time. Where can they get hold of you if you ask
yeah,
any
well,
more questions?
I am Zane, as you know, Zane Avaton, but I am Zaneology on the web. So that's Z as in zebra, A-N as in Nancy, E-O-L-O-G-Y, pretty much everywhere. So cool. At Zaneology. Zaneology.tv is basically forwards to my YouTube channel. And so I do this thing kind of like 15-second stories. Where it's like 15 seconds of fun with me and
nice.
Something.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, hang around, Zane. We'll have a chat about the Apple Watch with Paul. Paul, you got the Apple Watch, mate.
Right.
The Apple Watch, right?
Yeah, I certainly
Give
do.
Give us a quick rundown for 2 minutes, mate, and tell us what you like about it.
Well, it's very comfortable on the wrist. So I've got stainless steel with the classic buckle.
Okay.
One on there. I actually got it 5 p.m. on the 24th, so it actually came really, really late.
I sent your Facebook post about it too. You're wondering where it was.
Because after 5 p.m. they stopped delivering stuff, so essentially I was the last delivery, so that was pretty awesome. Obviously if I didn't get it then I would have had to wait, I don't know, till Monday, which wouldn't have been bad. It just, yeah, that would be the big issue. As far as I'm aware, it's actually, as you were saying before, JD, about the quality of the product and all that sort of thing, this is pretty much like a really good quality watch. Like you'll put it on your wrist and it'll feel like a Tag or any type of classic timepiece that you would put on your wrist.
Yep.
So essentially, yeah, it does feel like the most, premium smartwatch I've ever put on.
Mm.
So it does feel more like a watch.
So it's not cheap. Doesn't feel cheap, does it? It's not cheap. It's well made. It's, you know?
Yeah, it really feels like a traditional watch. So it does feel like a traditional timepiece that you would buy, say, from a jewelry store or something like that. It's not, they haven't cut corners on this in any shape or form, and like even the screen resolution is pristine. They haven't cut back on anything.
How do you view photos on there? How the photos look on them? Photos and stuff.
Oh, really good. Like, you look at a photo on here and you zoom in, obviously, it just looks exactly like it would on your iPhone. So it looks crisp,
is it the
sharp.
same screen as what you get on the iPhone 6 Plus or the iPhone 6 or what?
Yeah, it has the same sort of, well, I wouldn't say 6 Plus has it, but more like the iPhone 6 has, the density of the pixels and that type of stuff is very... I think it's like 300 pixels per inch on the Apple Watch.
Nice one.
So you won't see any pixels on it if you if you look at it, which is always good. I'm not used to the force touch thing yet, but you know, I keep forgetting there's actually a menu. When you force touch, and like I'll be looking for a menu and go, why didn't they add that? And then I realize I have to force touch to get that menu. So I'm still getting used to it in a lot of ways. But the digital crown part of it, that's really good. Like, it's really accurate. But it doesn't feel like as if it's lacking in any way.
Okay. All right.
Other than that, it's been pretty good.
That's good, mate. And the... so what, you just take it off when you go to bed and put it on when you get up and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I pretty much take it off when I go to sleep and just put it on that charger, which is really good. It lasts about 24 hours, which is pretty good for battery
life. So do you read stuff in bed when you're in bed and that, or do you just go to sleep straight away? Or
On the watch?
Well, on the mean? Phone, whatever. On the phone, yeah, whatever, yeah.
Not usually. I might look at Netflix maybe, and that'll be about it. Essentially.
I always read Facebook in bed. I don't know why. It's fun. Okay, Paul, thanks for being on, mate. What's your view on the show? And where can I get hold of you?
It's been a good show. Been a short show it and has. A very long journey to get to the show.
It has been a long journey, mate.
But you can catch me on BKerry12 or PKTV on the YouTubes and BKerry12 on Twitter.
Yes.
As well as the PKTV ad on iOS and Android.
And also the Tech Webcast app is on iOS as well, mate.
Yes, you can catch me on that one as well.
Yes, good job. Good job, Paul. People are loving it. How many downloads have we had so far on that app?
I think it's over 100 now.
That's all right. It's good.
Last I checked. I am releasing an update fairly soon to add a few more features and fix a few tweaks to notifications because they appear to be having a little bit of problems with registering devices to receive notifications.
Okay, is it going to be on the Apple Watch anytime soon, mate?
I'm still watching out for that because at the moment Apple's Watch SDK is really just for an extension app of your phone. You can't natively put apps on there yet.
Okay, so if I open up that Tech Webcast app on my Apple Watch, would it work?
No, because there's no app attachment yet made for it. You'll get like notifications come through to the Apple Watch.
Okay, cool, mate.
But, yeah.
All right. Sounds good, mate. Thanks, Paul, for being on, mate. Appreciate your time. Let's go to Jody. What's your final view of the show? Where can they get hold of you, mate?
Oh, she had to go.
Oh, she left, did she? She left.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for being on, Jody. Appreciate your time. Steve, what about you, mate?
I enjoyed the show despite a few problems, and you can find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live.
Okay, good stuff. What's your view on the Apple Watch, Steve, before we go?
Yes, it's interesting. They definitely offer some competition with the Android versions. I'm probably not going to get one. Actually, if I would get a watch, I'd probably get something more old-fashioned because I'm also into, like, you know, older stuff.
Okay, fair enough. Good answer, Steve. Let's go to Jacob. What's your final view of the show, Jacob?
It was pretty darn good.
Okay.
And you can follow me at jazzbot326691z.
And you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. Zane, what about you? What's your final view of the show?
I thought it was great. I think this might be the first time I've ever been on a podcast.
Really?
Actually, I think so.
Gee, that's good on you.
I've been a long time. I haven't been on anything. So, yeah, thank you. It was good very
stuff.
Fun.
Good stuff. And you got your iPhone fixed too, didn't you? Your screen?
I did. Uh-huh. I did. It looks great. I was just looking at how pretty it looked. And I bought two new covers. Do you guys do that? When you get new covers, you just stare at them.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's like almost buying a new car. Yeah. You buy a new car and you park it and you look over your shoulder at it. Like, oh, yeah. And then I'm doing that with my cover right now. I was just doing that. I really was just doing that. How did you know?
It's an exception.
All right. Okay, that's cool. Cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. Zane, enjoy your new iPhone. I'm happy the screen's been fixed.
Yeah, well, the screen, I pretty much destroyed it. You could see inside of it. I could see its innards, you know?
But yeah. How much did that cost you to get it fixed? Was it free or?
It's only $129 now, which used to be $149. So $129 is great. And I had no insurance. So, and I go to the Apple store and the Genius fixes it for you.
Straight away? Nice. On the spot or?
They do it fairly quick. I waited about an hour. That's why I had margarita o'clock across the street. The Wi-Fi still works across the street, and I sat across the street and had queso and margarita.
Oh, nice.
Margarita. A mango margarita. Yes. And they fixed both of them in an hour.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's fast.
Yes.
So they actually fix the screen in
Yeah, they replace the glass. Uh-huh. They do.
Okay.
And so you go right to the Apple store. If you go anywhere else, I think it can void the whatever warranties or any other things that they do. But I just go, the Apple geniuses have at the store I go to, they just take really good care of me. You know, it's kind of funny because I always say, Zane Avaton breaking iPhone glass like a boss every 3 months since 2008. Like, I break them constantly. So I'm always in there. And you can pay for insurance.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, like $99. And then when you go in, you only pay $79 for the glass replacement. But I kind of did the math, and it's like, okay, you can pay $99 for insurance. You get two glass replacements at $79. This is all U.S. dollar, right? And I pay, don't buy the insurance, and then I pay the $129. And I feel like it's kind of the same, really. And it's not like I'm betting that I'm not going to break, because I know I'm going to break it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But even if they put the glass on and something doesn't calibrate properly, or, you know, something doesn't work right, then the next step is they'll actually replace the phone for you for $329. But, you know, if you've got like the, like I have the 128 gigabyte, you know, that ends up being a good deal. So, I think if you didn't have that size.
So Zane, do you buy your phones outright, or do you get them on a phone plan?
I do the contract deal. So with the 128 gigabyte on the 2 year contract, I think it was like $599 maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But see, that's why that's a good deal. Even if I broke, like the phone I destroyed, if it had broken to such a degree that when they replaced the glass, it still didn't calibrate right or something, then they would only make me pay $329 to replace it. Well, that's actually a really good deal if you think about it, with no insurance and such, because that phone costs $500 or $600. And to buy outright, it would be like $800 or $900. So I think a lot of people don't know that you can get pretty well taken care of.
Oh, definitely. I took my phone in a while back, and I got it replaced right away, and also got a new cable for free in the Apple store. I love Apple. I love it.
Yeah, they do. They take good care of you. So
they do.
I try to avoid the actual carrier stores myself, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thanks for being on, Zane. Appreciate your time.
They're not sponsoring you.
What's that, Zane?
Well, hopefully I didn't just insult the carrier that's sponsoring you, but it's like I try to avoid the carrier stores, but, you know.
No, that's good. Oh, good. Thanks for being on, Zane. Appreciate your time. Hang around after the show. If you want to have a chat after the show, please stay and have a chat with me and Paul, whoever. Jacob, thanks for being on, mate.
You're welcome.
And thanks, Paul, for being on, mate. And thanks to Jody and Steve for being on. Thanks, Steve. And we'll be back next week.
Great. Thank you, guys. Tech
Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!